Obviously, the theme of these readings today is prayer. In the first reading, we have this statement of Isaiah, which at first blush may not seem to relate to prayer, but it does. It's the heart of prayer, really. Just as the heavens, as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down and do not return there, till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be. What does that mean? It means, God says, that when my word goes forth from me, it enters the hearts that receive it. When my rain falls, it falls on the road out there, but nothing grows. When my rain falls, it falls on the stones, nothing grows. But when my rain falls on this soil, then the soil produces its fruit. It's the soil nourishing, giving life to the seed, and the soil produces its fruit because of my rain. And it is the same with the life of prayer. My word comes, sometimes in good soil, sometimes on the road. And those who take it in and let it have its own way respond to me in the prayer of my Son Jesus. The Holy Spirit prayed in Jesus. And it's because of that that he prays in us. And he prays in us the exact prayer he is praying in Jesus right now. Glorifying the Father, interceding for the world, you know, bringing the whole world to God the Father, showing the Father his wounds, all in the power of the blessed Holy Spirit, who is the same Spirit who works in us. There's a remarkable passage, I've quoted it before, it's in the Catechism. That's something you could, it's a project for Lent, is to read the Catechism on prayer. It's one of the most exciting parts of the Catechism. Okay, this is number 2564. And it goes like this. Christian prayer is a covenant relationship between God and man. Prayer is a covenant. Covenant is what? Covenant is God saying, you see what I have done for you. Now, these are my expectations. Answer me. And the heart of our answer is prayer. If we lived in a nice little agricultural community in Western Bulgaria 200 years ago, there'd be a lot more prayer going on because there's a lot less going on. The farmer going out every day to work looks to God, thinks about it. We get in the car and drive downtown, and do we think at all? Or do we just play the radio and get the news and get more scared? You know, what are we doing? Prayer is the soul of the Christian life. Without it, nothing grows. With it, there is growth, power, beauty. It's a covenant relationship. God says, you saw what I did to the Egyptians and I brought you on eagle's wings to myself. Now, if you will be my people, this is what you do. That's the covenant. It's all God. It is a covenant relationship between God and man. Now I want you to listen to this one. Prayer is the action of God and of man. Springing forth both from the Holy Spirit and ourselves. Prayer is not merely a human effort. Our effort is to yield to this movement, this action, this enthusiasm, this return within the Trinity itself into which we are caught up when we pray. whether we're spending hours in contemplation or we're just saying, oh Lord, please get me out of this jam, it is the same life of the Trinity that we enter into. This is Christian prayer, which takes all prayer. I mean, the Muslims, the Jews, the Hindus, the whoever, and the people who hardly ever pray. And at the top of all that, by the mercy of God, is Christian prayer. It is the soul of Christ being worked into the soul of the believer. Prayer is the action of God. Think about that. You see? It means that the Holy Spirit is at work in us all the time. Moving. You know those famous words of St. Ignatius of Antioch, huh? I hear a voice within me, like the sound of many waters. And it says over and over again, come to the Father, come to the Father, come to the Father. That's the Holy Spirit. And that prayer he's saying, huh? Because he's working the prayer of Jesus in us. So that nothing matters but the will of the Father, and from that comes love and mercy and care for everybody. It is wholly directed to the Father. Does that mean we don't talk to Jesus? No. But the depth of our prayer, if it's the prayer of Jesus, goes where? It goes right to the Father. When I say this Mass, the minute I say the Lord be with you and with your spirit, from that moment until the great doxology through him and with him and in him, all that prayer is addressed to God the Father. Every day, every Mass. Finally, just before communion, there's one prayer to Jesus, our Lord, the living, eternal Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, in your love and mercy. It's the only prayer. It's just before communion. First, the Our Father, to prepare us for communion. This prayer, when you pray, this is what you say. It is wholly directed to the Father in union with the human will of the Son of God made man. That's prayer. So that we, again, on earth, make present that prayer that is going on in the heart of Jesus Christ in heaven right now. It comes back down to earth. The word of the Lord comes like rain back down to earth. And it has a human historical existence unique in us. And in that unique prayer, weak, stupid, whatever, directed in union with the will of Jesus, that prayer goes right to the Father. And he is pleased. He is pleased. You see, the Holy Spirit prayed in the human soul of Jesus and moved him, moved him, moved him. And that same Holy Spirit works that same prayer in us. And that's why our Lord said, now when you pray, what's the first thing you say? Father. Right? You just heard it. Now we have the liturgical adaptation of it in Matthew, but you look at Luke. When you pray, say, Abba, hallowed be your name. This purity of heart. May your name be held in honor and reverence and gratitude and praise throughout the whole world. Right? Lord, you've promised to come among us. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're not in heaven. So give us our bread. We got to eat. We got to feed our kids. You know, give us the bread that lasts forever. This bread. Oh Lord, let your will be done. And then Jesus taught us to pray. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And he looks on this world and says, there will be sin until I come back. The important thing is not the sin, it's the forgiveness and the mercy and the mutual forgiveness. That's the important thing. And in this poor, dark, sinful, mixed up world, there can be the glory of forgiveness. Even the angels can't do that. Forgiveness. And then, don't let us get into temptation. Satan is out there with all his gang. And they're getting more and more powerful because they know that the Lord is coming back. Not to end the world, but in all those who want him. And so it's ferocious, and this is a ferocious Lent for that reason. Don't let us end that, not into the temptation. Huh? And deliver us from the evil one. Jesus taught us to pray to be delivered from the evil one, who attacked him, mocked him. As they started to catch on to who he really was, they said, you may be the Son of God, and you may be reigning in heaven one day, but we got our chance now, and we are going to make you suffer. And he took it. And then, Matthew adds these other words, in case we didn't get it yet. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. It's over. Forget it. You're my child. You're coming with me to heaven. But if you do not forgive them, your heavenly Father won't forgive you either. Now look at the responsibility. And look at the way he values how we relate to each other. Remember, prayer is a covenant relationship between God and man. It is the action of God and of ourselves. You see what prayer is? It is directed wholly to the Father in union with the human will of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Wouldn't it be great if today we could say, Jesus, just take over my will. Don't let it move an inch from the way you will and what you will, so that my whole day is gone to the Father in prayer to give him glory and thanks. And what is in the human will of Jesus Christ right now? He is mourning and weeping over this world. Carry this world back to my Father. Come, take it with me.